And I appreciate that good song this morning. I appreciate all that has been done in the service. And certainly, again, just so glad to be here today. If all hearts is free, take your Bible this morning, turn to the Gospel of Matthew, Gospel of Matthew, chapter number 13. I want to continue to look at our thought as we've been looking now for the last couple of weeks on the parable of the sower. And certainly, as we've been looking at that, we talked about the sower, we talked about the soil or the seed. And last week, we began to look at the soul. There's four different types of soil that's mentioned within this parable. And as I said last week, it's probably could be a good possibility that there could be folks here this morning. Now, I don't know your heart. Only God knows your heart. But certainly there's the potential, certainly for even in this service today, folks sitting right here today in this service, hearing the wonderful singing, being able to pray together, and then be able to hear the preaching of the Word of God. But certainly as you think about those souls, it brings us to the condition of the heart. And there's probably people here today or the possibility or potential for each four of these types of soul to be in our service today. Now, we looked at that first soul last week, at that soul by the wayside, talking about that hard soul. Today, I want to turn to us for a few moments today, read verses 5 and 6, and then also verses 20 and verse 21 as Jesus gives the parable. And then he begins to explain the parable. He begins to talk about those souls. And I want to continue that thought here this morning on certainly each of us, each and every one of us here this morning would consider the condition of our heart. The condition of our heart. And I want to look this morning at the soul on the stony ground. The soul of the stony ground. If you found your place in the precious Word of God, say amen. I'm going to ask you to stand this morning out of the reverence of the reading of the precious Word of God. If you're able to stand this morning, and certainly if you're not, that's okay. I'll try to quickly this morning as I can give you the thoughts that God's placed upon my heart. But I believe as we consider this parable and the seriousness of it, and not only for the folks that are here today, but our family members and those that we come in contact with, that certainly we need to be sowers of the seed of the Word of God. We're going to come in contact with all, again, four of these types of soul. And most of us here today, if there's a potential that, again, there's someone here today that may have a condition of a stony heart. If you are, I'm glad there's one today that can take care of that for you. I'm glad there's one that can break that. I'm glad there's one today that loves you and wants to save you and redeem you and help you and whatever situation that you may be in this morning. So starting in verse number 5 of chapter number 13 of the Gospel of Matthew, notice now, again, the second type of soil. Some fell upon stony places where they had not much earth, and forthwith they sprang up because they had no deepness of earth. Notice in verse number 6, and when the sun was up, they were scorched, and because they had no root, they withered away. Then go, if you would, to verse number 20, as Jesus begins to illustrate and explain this stony soil. Verse number 20, but he that received the seed into stony places, the same is he that heareth the word, and anon with joy receiveth it. I want you to underline and underscore that last thought there in verse number 20. Then I want you to notice in verse number 21, yet hath he no root in himself, but dureth, or you could say endureth, but dureth for a while. For when tribulation, now I want you to notice this next phrase, and I want you to notice it carefully this morning. For when tribulation or persecution ariseth because of the word, by and by he is offended. May the Lord add his richest blessings to the reading of the precious Word of God. Let us quickly pray this morning. Father, we bow in your presence once again today to thank you, Father, for another day on this side of eternity, to thank you for your love, your grace, and your mercy. We thank you this morning for all that you've already done in our midst today. Lord, for the good singing, the teaching of your word, the praising, and Lord, all that's took place, Father, I want to thank you this morning. But now as your servant, I pray once again, Father, you'd anoint us. with fresh oil. Give me clarity of mind, clarity of speech. And then, Lord, I pray as the word of God is preached, I pray ears and hearts will be open and receptive to that which you have for us here this morning. If there's someone here today, and Lord, they've never truly been born again, oh, I pray, God, this morning, I pray, God, today that, Father, you would break through unto their hearts and help them to see that, Lord, the greatest need that they have today, Lord, is to come and trust you as Savior. Maybe somebody cold and different. Lord, I don't know today, but, Father, I do pray, God, again, that you continue to anoint this service. Have your will and your way. May our ears, our hearts again be open and receptive to what you have for us, and help us all that we might grow in the grace and the knowledge of the Lord Jesus. For those that are saved, that we might certainly be good sowers of the seed of the Word of God. I pray, help us now, and it's in Jesus' name we do pray. And all God's people said, amen. You may be seated. Thank you for standing out of the reverence of the reading of the precious Word of God. For a few moments this morning, let us consider again the condition of the heart about this stony ground. As we said, there's four different types of soil. As you study this parable, we have considered the soil by the wayside. I talked about the hardness of soul, and certainly we done that last week. I'm not going to go back today and give you the thoughts on that, but that was the first soul. And so today, let us consider the condition today that's before us, the second soul type or condition, and that is the condition of the stony heart. Friend, if you find yourself again in this condition, it would be my prayer this very day that you would come and trust the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. Now you say, well, preacher, it shows us the four different types of soil, and we've already talked about that hardness of soil, and now we come to the stony place, or the stony soil. Could I say this morning again, I'm glad that we have a Heavenly Father today through His Word and through the power of the Holy Spirit of God can break through and change a heart and a life. I don't know where you're at this morning, but again, friend, it would be my prayer that everybody in this building knows without a shadow of a doubt that you have trusted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior. If you have not, then it would be my prayer that this very day again that you would trust Him. I want you to notice saying some things quickly this morning about this stony place or the stony ground. First of all, this morning I want you to notice back in verse number 20, the Bible says, "But he that received the seed in the stony places, the same as he that heareth the word." Just like as we talked about that soul by the wayside, we find first of all that they have heard the word of God. This morning they have heard the word. The seed had been sown. And I believe I said this last week. And let me say it quickly again this morning. Friend, when you have heard the word of God and God has dealt with your heart, you are accountable unto a holy God this morning. Friend, you have no excuse today. You have no legitimate reason this morning other than you have rejected to receive what the Lord Jesus Christ has for you today. And friend, again, I wouldn't put it off. I wouldn't wait too late. Friend, the Bible says today is the day of salvation. But I want you to notice they heard the word. In other words, this morning, I thought about three things in hearing the word. Let me give you this verse of scripture. You know it well, but let me share it with you quickly. Romans chapter 10 and verse number 17, the Bible says, "So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God." Friend, you can't be saved without faith. How does faith come? By hearing the word of God. So I pray, again, if you do not know Christ, that you will get yourself attentive this morning and listen to what God has to say to you. As I think about this, just like the hard soil or the soil by the wayside, as we think about the stony place, and they heard the word of God. Number one, they had opportunity. Oh, my friend, can I say today it's the greatest opportunity of your life. I don't know what other opportunities may come your way in this walk of life, but could I say and go on record this morning, and could I get a witness today, that the greatest opportunity that was ever presented to me was when somebody preached unto me the word of the living God. They began to sow the seed
of the Word of God into my heart. And I'm glad for the opportunity on that Sunday morning that I stepped out by faith and came and received the Lord Jesus Christ as my personal Savior. Friend, you'll never get a greater opportunity. Listen, I don't know what the world, what opportunities you'll get in this world this morning, but I'll tell you what, there's no greater opportunity than the opportunity for you this day to be saved and redeemed by the good grace of God, and to have that peace and that joy in your heart today that comes from knowing the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, they had opportunity. They had opportunity, and they had opportunity, but they squandered their opportunity. Could I say there's probably people here every week that God speaks to, either that may not know Christ or could possibly be out of the will of God, or something that you need to bring to God, but you do not certainly take the opportunity to take care of business with God. Could I say this morning, friend, God's got time for you. Hallelujah, this morning. God loves you. God wants to work in your life. God wants to work in my life. And so, friend, do not squander the opportunity that you have to get right with God today. Notice that not only do I see quickly in them hearing the word that they had opportunity, but then I want you to notice, again, the lack of genuine obligation or commitment. They hear the word. They have opportunity, but they neglect the obligation, the commitment. But not only that, as we think about them hearing the word, not only do they lack opportunity, not only do they lack genuine obligation, but then we find that they become offended. Boys, I studied about these verses of Scripture, and I don't want to make a whole lot of comments here right now because I've got some more things that I want to say about this being offended this morning. But notice that they are offended by the word. Oh my! Lord, help us to get a hold of that this morning. They were offended by the word. In other words, the word got them upset. And I got some things I want to say about that this morning, here in just a few moments, if the Lord will allow me liberty to do so. They were offended by the word. I've been in ministry long enough this morning to see people run in, make a profession of faith, and run out. Now, I want to say this morning, if you have genuinely, sincerely called upon the Lord Jesus Christ to save you, then, friend, you're saved. Hallelujah. You don't have to worry about that. But I believe this morning, this is giving us a picture of folks this morning that have run in and made a profession of faith. And the first thing you know, they become offended by the teaching, by the preaching, by the leadership of the Holy Spirit. There's things they don't want to give up. There's things they don't want to quit. There is no genuine commitment to the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, everybody wants to go to heaven. Everybody wants to claim they're saved. But could I say the truth of the matter, if we go by the figures that the Scriptures give us here, that's just not so. Now, again, I'm not here this morning to make you doubt and worry and fret. I preach it all the time, and I want to say it again this morning, friend. God does not want you living in doubt. God does not want you living in fear. But, friend, if you've not genuinely been born again, if half the things that we preach and teach offend you and make you mad and cause tribulation and persecution in your heart this morning, then, friend, you might ought to just get right with God. I'm not talking about my opinion. I'm not talking about somebody else's opinion. I'm talking about the Word of the living God. Now let's move on this morning. I have your attention, I hope. More than that, I hope the Holy Ghost of God has your attention. I want you to notice this morning the condition of this heart this heart problem this morning in this stony ground is, number one, they heard the word. But number two, I want you to notice their hasty response. Down in verse number 20. But he that received the seed into stony places, the same as he. Now this looks good on the surface, does it not? It looks good on the surface. But that which always looks good don't mean that it is good. Amen? I want to say this morning before I finish this verse of Scripture and move on with this thought. There's nothing more that the devil, Satan, and the hounds of hell would like to do any more to you this morning, friend, than to send you a counterfeit and to sell you a bill of goods that you live out your life thinking and hoping that everything's all right. I deal with a lot of different people, and as I ask a lot of different people, they say, well, I hope so. I maybe so. Well, I try to do good and all these kind of things. Friend, that's all great and wonderful and good. But friend, the question that lies before each of us this morning is, have you truly been born again? Because if you've not been born again, you'll never enter into the gates of that city. You will miss heaven. You not only miss heaven, but you miss that relationship that you can have with the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. We talk about going to heaven. We talk about going to heaven. And thank God we can. Thank God we can say, the choir can stand and sing such a song that the landing will be safe. Hallelujah. I'm going to face it. You're going to face it. And I'm glad I don't have to face it in fear and doubt and dread. I'm glad this morning, hallelujah, for the peace of God that, hallelujah, envelops my heart. Thank God I can have that peace. They heard the word of God, but then notice their hasty response. Back in verse number 20, the Bible says, but he that received the seed into stony places, the same is he that heareth the word, and anon, now I'll explain that in just a moment, with joy receiveth it. Now, on the surface, that looks real good. Does it not? Would you agree with me? I don't want to lose you this morning. Boy, on the surface, that looks real good. But when we begin to examine it with a spiritual application this morning, and that's certainly what we want to try to do, is bring light, a spiritual light onto this subject this morning, talking about this stony ground. That word anon this morning simply means at once. At once. Now, very few people hear the word of God for the first time. Now, some people do, and if they genuinely, sincerely call upon Christ, they're saved. Again, I'm not trying to bring down. But if they just run in and boy, the first thing you know, they hit the altar and they make a profession of faith. But I'll tell you what, in 6 months, 6 weeks, 6 months, they're right back out doing the same things, maybe even before then, that they was doing before they made the profession of faith. Amen. In other words, there's never been a genuine change. Now, I also understand this morning that an individual that's 10 years old is not going to have the burden of sin that a 20-year-old has. Or I would hope not. But friend, when we come down and we examine this thing spiritually this morning, I'm telling you, I don't know what kind of shape you was in when you got saved, whether it was on a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, or you don't remember the day. But I'll tell you what, there's something you ought to remember. You ought to remember the burden of sin. Thank God this morning I'm telling you, the Bible says all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. There's not an individual under the sound of my my voice that's not sin that comes short of the glory of God. But I'll tell you what, thank God I'm glad when Jesus moves in, not that we're perfect, not that we're sinless, but I'm telling you what, it'll begin to put a desire in your heart to live right and do right and be under the preaching and teaching of the Word of God this morning. I'm telling you, thank God when you get born again, it will make a difference in your life. Notice this stony place. It looks good on the surface. I see their, hear the word, but I see their hasty response. And at once, that word anon again means at once or immediately. And I'm afraid today a lot of people get it in their head, but they don't ever get it in their heart. Listen to me. They sat in church long enough that they've heard enough about it to know some things about it in their head, but they don't really have it in their heart. Again, because there's been no genuine change. He will change your desires. Amen. He will change your desires. Notice he immediately receives this word. But I want you to notice something else that it says. Not only does it say he does it, this individual with the stony situation, the stony ground or stony place, does he do it at once? But then notice he does it with joy. With joy receiveth it. That word joy means with cheerfulness, with calm delight. Is there anybody in here tonight, this morning, that can relate to old time conviction? Huh? I don't know about you, but the Sunday I got saved, I didn't come down the aisle certainly grinning and smiling and carrying on. Listen, thank God I was under a burden of sin. Now, can God break through that this kind of soul? Sure He can. Absolutely He can. Thank God He can. But too many people today have just enough religion to make them miserable. And no relationship. Notice this morning, again, they do it at once. They do it with joy or cheerfulness or delight. I got some questions that I want to ask this morning. This individual who Jesus Himself is considering a stony heart or a stony ground or a stony place. Number one, where is the conviction for sin? Number two, where is the brokenness over sin? How many times do we see people that are truly broken because of their sin? Now, He's willing and able and ready to forgive. I've said this many times, too many people today have what we call a worldly sorrow. And the Bible even mentions a worldly sorrow. They're sorry they got caught up with. And people do all kinds of things when they get caught up with. Amen? He calls us to do all kinds of things when we get caught up with. What happens when the sin catches up with us? Where is this morning the conviction? Where is the brokenness over sin? Where is the sincerity of heart for a changed life and a genuine relationship with the person of the Lord Jesus Christ today. Friend, if you genuinely, sincerely this morning want a relationship with the person of the Lord Jesus Christ, if you sincerely want to be saved, I can promise you the Bible says, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved.
I found dealing especially with young people who not only here, but in my ministry. You have to be careful in dealing with young people. You can give them a false sense of security when they don't really have that security. I can say this with all honesty, as long as we've been going to the elementary school, as long as I've been trying to deal with children, even before we went there in ministry here, wherever it might be, as I do not try to take a child and convince them that they are saved. I don't do that with an adult. It's not up to me to tell you whether you're saved or not. It's not up to me to tell them, well, now you pray this little prayer. Too many people have been forced to, or come down the aisle, or too many people have been sitting up in a vacation Bible school somewhere and say, just repeat after me. And you might be one of them sitting here today. Just repeat after me, and we'll let you join the church, and we'll baptize you, and everything's going to be all right. Well, now the devil likes that pretty good. I know this is not shouting down the house Sunday preaching, but it's stuff that needs to be preached. Because there's too many people sitting in church pews that has a false sense of security in some ways, simply because they have not truly, sincerely called upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ to come into their heart and to save them, and repented of their sin and said, God, I'm sorry for my sin. God, come in and change my heart. Lord, I want you as my Savior. Amen. The Sunday I was under conviction to the place that I knew I was going to have to get in. I was going to have to get, something had to happen. Something had to change. And friend, when I stepped out in that aisle that day, there was a brokenness in my heart. Lord, before I ever got to the altar, God, I'm sorry, I'm a sinner. I know I'm a sinner. I know I deserve hell. But I'm glad, thank God, on that Sunday morning, I'm glad He forgave me. I'm glad He changed me. I'm glad, thank God, He wrote my name in the Lamb's Book of Life. I'm glad I'm saved. I'm glad I'm saved. I'm glad I'm saved this morning. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. If an individual wants to know Christ, God will make it possible for that individual to know Him. God's not trying to hide Himself. God's not trying to keep Himself from you. But friend, when you recognize the holiness of God and you realize your sin, I believe you'll want to do something about it. Now, if we get a child and God is genuinely dealing with their heart and they want to be saved, and most of the time you can tell if God's really working. I've seen some of them little fellas, a brokenness over their sin and wanting to receive Christ. Notice their hasty response. Let me give you a few verses of Scripture. Notice what David said in the great 51st Psalm, verse 17. If you've not read the 51st Psalm, I'd encourage you to go home sometime today, tomorrow, and read the 51st Psalm. See a man where sin had caught up with him.
Amen. Sin had caught up with him. It'll catch up with you and I. Psalms 51:17, the sacrifices of God are a broken spirit. A broken and a contrite heart, O God, thou wilt not despise. What's he saying? God can do something with you when you come broken. Huh? When you come broken, God can fix you. Oh, hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. When you come and you know there ain't a thing in the world that you can do for yourself, you can't save yourself, you can't get rid of the guilt, you can't get rid of the shame, you can't get away from it, but if you come broken, if you come broken, if you come broken, I'm glad God can put you back together again. God fixes broken things. The problem with too many people today is they want to hold on to their sin. They want to hold on to their own self-righteous ways. Amen. Instead of coming broken. You know what I had to offer God the day I got saved? I didn't have not one thing to offer Him. Not one good thing did I have to bring but me. In my broken state. That's all that I had, but you know that's all that He needed. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Notice they hear, but notice their hasty response. Let me give you another verse of Scripture. Psalms 34:18. The Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart, and saveth such as be of a contrite spirit. You know what that word contrite means? It means to be crushed. It means to be crushed as dust. Isn't it amazing? That's all we're made out of anyhow. Oh, the condition of heart of the stony places. As we reference to having a garden, you know as well as I do, if it's real rocky, hard to do anything with. I've picked up and carried rocks. I thought, dear Lord, in heaven there can't be no more rock. Anybody else ever been there? Hey, man, they just can't be. But if you don't get them rock out of there, You're going to have a hard time bringing forth a crop. What some of you may need to do this morning is let God get some of them rocks out of the way. Because as you find as that fourth type of soil, it ain't a question of if. It's a question of how much fruit comes forth. They heard the word. Had a hasty decision. Or hasty response. And in this response, let me say that John preached repentance. Guess what Jesus preached? Repentance. Friend, if you have never turned from your sin, there's a great possibility you've never been saved. Matter of fact, it's even a greater percentage than that. If sin doesn't bother you, there's one or two things wrong this morning. You're either not saved or you're out of the will of God. Doesn't mean God doesn't love you. Doesn't mean God can't help you. God can't save you. God can't fix you. The question is, will you let Him? Because I want you to notice, thirdly, this morning, not only do they hear, not only do they have a hasty response, but
I want you to think about this. What happens when the heat's turned up? What happens when the heat's turned up? Could I say the heat'll get turned up? Amen. Notice what the Bible says. Back in verse number 5 and 6, some fell among stony places where they had not much earth, and forthwith they sprung up, but because they had no depthness of earth. Verse number 6, and when the sun was up, they were what? Scorched. And because they had no root, they withered away. Then notice in verse 21. Yet hath he not rooted himself, but dureth for a while. For when tribulation or persecution ariseth because of the word, by and by he is offended. Oh my. Anybody ever heard say, boy, I don't like what that preacher's preaching? Now, if he's preaching an opinion, you got a right to question it. But if he's preaching the book, praise God, you ought to get in there and say, God, evidently there's some things in my life that needs to be cleaned out of my life. Some of that fallow ground that we preached about on last Sunday night, that needs to be broken up. That needs to be taken care of. God, there's some things in my life that I realize I need some help with. So what happens when the heat's turned up? It's going to get turned up. What's going to happen when the heat gets turned up? Well, let me give you just a couple of things here and I'll be done. What happens when the heat's turned up? Notice again, the Bible says the sun was up. When the genuine light and heat of God's word had begun to reflect into that heart, into that life, into that ground, they were offended. This morning, for those that will genuinely trust Christ, it's not a matter of if, but when difficult times come. See, we got too many preachers today preaching, boy, you get saved and everything's going to be smooth, everything's going to be rosy, everything's going to be great. That's a lie, that's a lie, that's a lie. I'm not saying things can't be great in your heart, because they can be. But I'll tell you what, your world can get turned upside down, and it can get turned upside down quickly. And it probably will. What are you going to do when the heat gets turned up? Not a matter of if, but when. What are you going to do then? Are you going to quit on God? Are you going to turn your back on God? Friend, where else have you got to turn to? Where else have you got to look to? I'm glad, thank God, He is that friend that sticketh closer than a brother. I'm glad, thank God, when it feels like there's nobody else that cares. There's not a friend in the world. There's nobody that can solve the problem. I'm glad I've got one today, thank God, that can and will still help me and help you this morning. But they get offended by the word. Now, sometimes immaturity causes people to be offended. Hello? They're like children. They don't get their way, therefore they get mad. Amen. Amen. Preacher, go ahead and preach a while right there. I didn't get to sing my song. I didn't get to do this. I didn't get to do that. It didn't go my way. Friend, I'm telling you this morning, as I've said many times, it's not my way nor your way, but it's His way that we need this morning. It's amazing to me that people get offended and leave churches. And to be honest with you, the biggest part of the times it's not even over. Scriptural things. Praise God, if you're in a church that preaches the Word of God and stands on the Word of God, you got a pastor or a preacher, thank God, that studies and tries to bring you the Word and tries to love you, tries to pray over you. Hallelujah, this morning, thank God, you ought to get behind him. Hallelujah, and pray for him and say, God, say, Holy Ghost of God, you get on the man of God, you help him to preach just exactly what my heart needs. They hear, but they make a hasty response, and then when the heat's turned up, they hit the road. It's amazing to me, people's got their names on the church roll and ain't been in church in years. And then they're going to die, like people do, you know. They're going to die and want you to roll them in the church and say some good words over them, and they're in glory. Whew, boy, it's getting quiet in here now. Now, there are some people that can't, and most of them would love to be here. These people got their name on the church book since I've been here. I don't know if the FBI could find them. Of course, we have a real lack of commitment in this day in which we live, and I understand that, but I mean, if you really get to think about what God done for you, if he saved you and redeemed you by his good grace, praise God, you ought to want to crawl to get to come to church. Man, you ought to just love to hear the choir get up and sing. You ought to be praying and thanking God. God, I pray. Lay it on the preacher today so we can hear from heaven. I need to hear from heaven. Lord, keep him from preaching his opinion. Help him to preach the Word. But when the heat gets turned up, they're gone. Preachers, has the heat ever been turned up on you ever since the day I give my life to Christ? And praise God, some days it's hotter than others. So do you quit? Praise God, if you've genuinely been born again, there's going to be something down in here that says, keep on keeping on, because you ain't alone. Hallelujah, I got to hurry. John 16:33, Jesus himself said, these things I have spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace. In the world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Amen. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. 2 Timothy 3:12, yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. Tribulation means pressure, affliction, anguish, or burden. Persecution means to pursue by implying, to persecute, or given to suffer. But again, I'm interested in that last phrase. In verse 21, they are offended because of the word. That word offended means to trip up. It means or to entice to sin. It can mean apostasy or displeasure. Now, I'm not going to stand up here and tell you every time I've heard the Word of God preached that I've been able to shout. There's times I'll have to look within my own heart and say, Lord, it's me, O Lord, it's me, O Lord, standing in the need of prayer. But can people get mad and offended because of the Word of God? Then, friend, they've got some deep-rooted spiritual problem. Because that seed has fell on that stony in that stony place, and it sprung up, but it never took root. And when the heat was on, sun's a wonderful thing. We couldn't make it without sun, without light. But that same sun that brings light and warmth also brings heat. And that same sun that brings heat, if it's not deep rooted, it'll scorch and wither away. This morning, the question that we must answer is, do we have a genuine relationship with the person of the Lord Jesus Christ? If you have a heart condition as of a stony place, I've got great news. I'm glad we serve a God that can break through that stony ground. Let me give you this verse of Scripture. Psalms 119, 165. Go ahead and give us a song, brother. Great peace have they which love thy law. I want you to write this verse of Scripture down. I want you to get it. Psalms 119, 165. Great peace have they which love thy law, and nothing shall offend them. Nothing shall offend them. Nothing shall offend them. Preacher, I have you know I got hurt. Well, praise your little old pea-picking heart. I don't know anybody in life that hadn't got hurt. They can hurt you down at the ball field and you'll go back. Every time I go into Walmart, I get hurt. And do the best unto God to stay away from that place. But sometimes you just got to go, Miss Anna. Lord, it's rough, ain't it? Somebody will probably offend you at the workplace tomorrow. You'll get up and go to work the next day. Well, because you got to. But boy, let somebody do it with the Word of God. I'm sorry, no account preacher. Why, somebody must have slipped in there and told him all about me today. Yeah. Somebody did. You want to know who it was? He's the Holy Ghost of God.
Right.
You get offended by the Word of God, friend, you've got problems.
Right.
Now, I know we're going to make one another mad and get irritated at times. Listen, we're people. But you'll go everywhere else. Praise God. I went in our store the other day and played some checkers, and I lost. I got mad and left. Well, you go back next day and play another game.
Yeah.
Amen. The condition of the stony heart, stony places, stony ground. They heard. They made a hasty response. But when the heat was turned up, they decided that wasn't for them. Friend, where else do you have to go today? You don't really have anywhere else to go but Jesus. Why don't you come to Him this morning? Ask Him to forgive you. Ask Him to come into your heart. If you're here today as a Christian, you've let things stand in the way of what God has for you. Why don't you come this morning? What you got for us? 368, Father, take the message today. Speak to our hearts. Help us to be obedient. Lord, I commit the invitation to your hands this morning. Lord, if there's somebody here today lost, I pray this morning, God, speak to their heart. Somebody here today cold and indifferent, Lord, whatever the need, God, I pray this morning, God, speak, God, move, and help us to be obedient. And it's in Christ's name we do pray. Everybody stand this morning as we sing, do you need to come? Do you need to come? How about it, friend? Do you need to come? Would you come? As we sing another stanza, would you come? Today is the day of salvation. Today is the day to get things right with God. Would you come? Sing one more. As we sing one more. You have opportunity. Why don't you make an obligation, a commitment to Christ? Right now, today. Would you come? Saved today. Going to go out and live like it. Next scheduled service tonight, prayer room 545, service at 6. Anybody with a word, anything on your heart? Reach around, shake a few hands. You're at liberty to go. God bless you. Thank you for being here today.